I want to talk about the axioms of the Church of Reality. An axiom is a self-evident truth upon which other knowledge is developed. It's basically what you decide to assume to start with in the first place. All the knowledge has to start somewhere and has to rest upon some type of a foundation. And the Church of Reality has a foundation, and the foundation can be summed up in its initial axioms, the things that we choose to accept are true, and the assumptions for which the Church of Reality is created. And basically, those axioms come down to just a few things. We choose to understand reality the way it really is. That's one of our prime axioms. That's our main thing. That the name Church of Reality itself basically says it. It's all about reality. It's all about reality the way it really is. But there's more to the Church of Reality than just deciding that we're going to believe in reality. So we have some other axioms that are important to the doctrine of the Church of Reality. The second of which is that we choose evolution over extinction. We choose to improve ourselves. We choose to make tomorrow better than today. We choose to move forward, in the sacred direction. We choose to better ourselves. And, you know, that's in contrast with other religions that choose the future is going to end in the extinction, the destruction of the world. We're not an extinctionist religion. We're in a religion that's based on evolution, and that's one of the axioms that we assume in the Church of Reality. Another axiom in the Church of Reality is that we accept responsibility. We are a religion that basically looks at whatever we do is whatever we do, and that it's our fault, it's our glory. Whatever happens, it's because we accomplished it, or we failed to accomplish it. And we are in a position that the outcome of our existence is dependent upon us, and we take responsibility for what we do. We're not a religion that can claim that that we're judged by what we believe in, and that what we do isn't important, that it's the what we believe in is important. In the Church of Reality, what we do is what we believe in, because if we didn't believe it, we wouldn't do it. So we are a religion that believes in personal responsibility, and that's one of the axioms of the Church of Reality. Another one of the axioms of the Church of Reality is that we are a society, that we are more than just individuals, that the reality of the human race is if you took a person and you dropped them, you know, totally naked on an island in the South Pacific, that was at least warm enough that they wouldn't freeze to death, that the person would probably be dead in a week anyhow, because we have become so totally interdependent on each other that we wouldn't make it, you know, a few days, most of us, if we were just dropped off naked somewhere without any type of resources and without any type of community to work together with and to rely upon. And the Church of Reality just basically accepts as one of its our axioms that the reality that we are society, and that we grow and that we succeed based on how society itself grows and succeeds. And the next axiom that we accept in the Church of Reality is that we are humanity. That this isn't about what's good for whales or good for dolphins or good for other species, except to the extent that we are interested in those other species. It's all from our selfish human perspective. And that may sound a little self-centered and selfish, and that's because it is. When it comes right down to it, we eat cows and we don't eat horses because, horses are cuter than cows. And that for some arbitrary reason, we decided that one is moral and the other one isn't. In other cultures, eating cows is immoral because they're worshipped as, some type of deity or something. But the bottom line is that humans are interested in humans, and that the Church of Reality, although the we are interested in other species, to the extent that it protects our environment for which we live in, provides us food and air and so forth, and that we get some type of personal satisfaction out of saving the whales. But we are interested in saving the whales, not for our sake, but for the fact that we get some type of satisfaction out of it. So the Church of Reality is human-centered, and will remain human-centered until we run into some other species in the universe that's an intelligent form of life, and then we'll have to think about that. And those are the axioms for which the Church of Reality is built on. We're here to explore reality and pursue reality, that we choose evolution over extinction, that we take responsibility for our actions, that we are a society, and that we are humanity. And that we, based on those assumptions, we can then form a basis for the sacred missions of the Church of Reality and the sacred principles for the Church of Reality. And at a later date, I'll get into the sacred missions and the sacred missions and the sacred principles. But for now, these are the axioms that we choose to base our religion upon. Other religions are based on other axioms. They're generally based on some holy book that somebody wrote, and worshiping a deity, and that the universe is based on that the deity exists, and the deity created everything in the universe, and that the deity created us, and that we're somehow special. I guess that's one of the things that we share with other religions, is that humans are important, but the difference between us and other religions is that they believe that humans are important because an omnipotent God created us, and we're its holy creation. The Church of Reality, humans are important because for no reason at all other than we have just arbitrarily decided that humans are important because we're humans, and that's our perspective. If cows were the most intelligent beings on the planet, then cows would be important, but they're not. This is our planet. We're number one. We're the smartest, and that just makes us the most important thing that exists in the universe as far as we're concerned. And but at least with the Church of Reality, we realize that this is an arbitrary decision, and that and we accept it as just something that we just made up. But we also have to be humble enough to realize that it is something that we made up, and that there isn't any divine creator out there who has endowed us with some type of special privilege and or anything like that. So, but the important concept here, in wrapping this all up, is that all religions are based on axioms, and that a way to understand religions is to understand the axioms that they're based on. And when a person is choosing their religion, that you should take into account what is the religion based on? What are their axioms? And it's our hope that people will look at the axioms of the Church of Reality and decide that this is a good foundation to build a religion upon.